On this Labor Day, the traditional end of summer, we're going to take you on a trip to the Santa Monica Pier. Its Ferris wheel hovering over the ocean is the vision one has as Route 66 ends and the California coast comes into view. This week, the pier is celebrating its 100th birthday. Stroll down and you'll find much unchanged from its earliest days. It still abounds in characters. Kids are having too much fun to stop and talk. Fishermen are throwing out their lines, and there are tourists from around the world.
I just came along to see what Santa Monica was like, and I used to live in Brighton in England, where there's a very famous old pier. So I'm kind of always quite drawn to piers. Just feel some urge to walk along to the end of them, rather like mountains that you feel you ought to get to the top of.
We found Paul Sparks taking in the scene around him on the wooden planks of the pier.
It's quite similar to British ones, actually. I mean, it's got most of the same ingredients, a little funfair and a lot of kiosks. I haven't found if there's a gypsy fortune teller yet, but there probably is one somewhere.
In fact, there is a most lifelike fortune teller inside an old-fashioned glass case holding in her hands a glowing crystal ball, offering to predict your future life if you'll just drop in a quarter.
So I gotta put a quarter. Of the many choices, I can be an actress, heiress, seamstress, rag picker, nudist, or rich widow. Okay, here goes. Rich widow! Jeez, I just miss being a nudist.
This fortune teller sits inside the old hippodrome, which contains the carousel, the pride of the pier. Hand-painted wooden horses have been spinning around since 1916 and still have a magical power over the children who dash in to ride them.
You're waiting to ride the carousel. Are you going to spot the perfect horse?
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas looking at them now which one you like the best?
That one.
The white one with the kind of blue and saddle. Green saddle where that
mother is with her little girl in her arms? Yeah, that one.
Looks like she's getting it.
People actually used to live here in the Hippodrome, upstairs, in apartments that encircle the carousel. These days, they're offices, and the pier's historian, James Harris, has one.
So when you're working here, you really know you're on the pier, though.
Oh, yes. At 11 o'clock, it starts at 11 o'clock sharp every day. Every day but Tuesday. Tuesdays, it's closed for maintenance, and we try to get as much done on Tuesday as we can.
James Harris is the perfect person for a guided tour. He's just written a history of the Santa Monica Pier, subtitled A Century on the Last Great Pleasure Pier. Along the way, we pass the arcade where the teenagers hang out, and the roller coaster, and arrive at the end where generations of local fishermen have been hoping for a big catch. There, Harris introduces us to a real old-timer.
We're at Santa Monica Pier Bait and Tackle Shop. And the gentleman who owns and runs it has spent more time on the pier than anyone I know.
Let's go meet him.
Before we can shake hands, he's called out to the end of the pier with his large net to help one lucky fisherman.
He just caught a halibut.
John Velasquez is co-owner of the Bait and Tackle Shop, a tiny outpost with a ceiling papered in foreign currency from all the tourists who've passed through since he took over nearly 20 years ago.
$1.09.
But his life on the pier began many years earlier.
I've been here since, I can go back to about 1945. I was a five-year-old kid when I started coming down here. My parents made a big mistake. My mom took me down here, and that was it. When I was little, I couldn't find my way down here just by walking down here because I'm afraid I'd get lost. So I come up with the big idea of following that railroad track, and I just followed them railroad tracks and then just come right here to the top of the pier. So here I am. I'm still coming down here.
Turns out there are many people who spend their days here. Right outside the bait and tackle shop is Daniel Farmer.
I've been fishing on this pier since 1969 when I got back from Vietnam. And we've caught a lot of fish off this pier.
Halibut, mackerel, queenfish. James Harris says some think one of those connected with fishing on the pier back in the 1920s and 30s led to a character out of the comic pages, a spinach-loving sailor man by the name of Popeye, created by E.C. Segar.
The artist who drew Popeye, he and his assistant would come down to the pier every day and rent a skiff, a little rowboat, which they would take off the end of the pier, and they would discuss story ideas. Now, every day that they walked to the end of the pier, they encountered one of the fishing boat captains. His name was Olaf Olsen. He was a retired sailor, and he had a very distinct look. And it turned out that his look became the physical model of the cartoon character Popeye.
By the way, you can judge for yourself. There's a photo at NPR.org. And it's not just cartoons. The Santa Monica Pier has also showed up in the movies. Among its cameos, Forrest Gump made a stop here. The pier was where Paul Newman and Robert Redford cooked up the big con in what was supposed to be Depression-era Chicago.
Listen, Gondorf, am I going to learn to play the big con or not?
What's your hurry?
I want to play for Lonergan.
And long before that movie, as a little boy growing up in the 1930s, not far from the pier, Robert Redford experienced a most cinematic moment here.
It's funny how as you get older and you look back on your life, there's just a series of moments that flash before your eyes. And one of them that's been with me my whole life is that being walked along the boardwalk, and suddenly there's this kid in front of me with a sailor cap on. Kind of a tough kid. A lot of the kids around there were tough. And him looking at me and saying, "Yeah, well, I'm 5, so I'm older than you." So he must have asked me how old I was. I must have said 4. But what I remember is the pier behind him and the carousel. And the carousel going around and around, hearing that discordant sound. You know when a sound travels through space, it gets distorted like a Good Humor truck going down the neighborhood street? I remember that discordant sound and seeing the spinning wheel. And that was an imprint in my head that I never lost.
E.B. White once wrote, "I see nothing in space as promising as the view from a Ferris wheel." So why not end our visit high above the Santa Monica Pier, swaying in an ocean breeze?
Sitting up here on the Ferris wheel, it's like being in the clouds. Plus, we're in this little bucket, which is quite nice. It makes you feel like you're floating above the sea, like you could fall and it would still be okay.
Ending the summer on the edge of the California coast, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Santa Monica Pier. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.